This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, October 1st, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. Charter schools are now active in some 40 states, but what's their record of achievement? What impact have charter schools had on individual student performance? And do charter schools crowd out private education opportunities? Herb Wahlberg is author of the book School Choice, The Findings. He says charter schools have a strong record of performance, but there are reasons for concern about charters for those who would prefer a total free market in education.
There are about 4,000 charter schools in 40 states, and these began about a dozen years ago in Minnesota. They're a sort of a combination of public funding and private governance. That is to say that they get money from states and or local public school districts, but they have private boards, and the boards can hire staff, or they can hire a vendor, an operator of the school. And so there, it's a kind of a combination of public and private analysis, usually operation. The reason they're called charter schools is they're typically given a five-year charter. And when they first began, if they performed well, that is with respect to achievement, then they were allowed to continue. But if they didn't attract students, and if they didn't have high test scores, or reasonable test scores, I should say, then they were closed by the issuing authority, which might have been a state or a public school district or other authorizer.
Charter schools are pretty popular among parents, but aren't traditional public schools pretty popular among parents as well?
Well, most parents don't have a choice of schools. The great bulk of parents in the United States must go to the school in their neighborhood that they are assigned to by public officials, that is the staff and board of public school districts. And so most parents in the United States, unless they can afford to send their children to a private school or unless they can afford to move to a different school district, have to go to the school in their neighborhood. So the charter schools offer an alternative to the traditional public school system.
And how popular are they?
They're extremely popular. As I mentioned, there are about 4,000 in the United States, and they've grown like lightning. The problem is that a number of states have capped them. For example, whereas there are about 700 in California, the state of Illinois limits the number of charter schools to 60. And some 10 states in the United States don't have charter schools at all. So it's a very mixed picture around the country. And in addition, the strength of demand for them is revealed by the fact that many of them are oversubscribed. In other words, they have maybe two or three times as many applicants as seats in the school. And so many children whose families would like them to go to a charter school are denied entry.
Charters have several effects that I don't think are very well understood by the public. First of all, what does research have to say about individual student performance in charters versus traditional public schools?
Well, this has been a matter of very keen interest, and I've tried to select those studies that have used extremely rigorous research or very large-scale research, and they indicate that charter school kids, on average, do better than those in regular public schools in their neighborhoods.
What about over time?
Well, this is important, and some of the most sophisticated research has been done by Carolyn Hoxby when she was at Harvard. She's now a colleague of mine at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, and her work indicated that the longer that the charter school has been in existence, the better the kids do, which, you know, is very plausible given the fact that any startup organization is likely to have some rocky problems at the beginning, but as they mature, they get better. And secondly, the longer the kids have been in a charter school, the better they do, because some might enter in fifth grade, but some might enter in first grade. So those that have been in the charter school longer are likely to do better.
What does research have to say about the impact of charter schools on schools that are nearby?
Well, this is we should learn in Economics 101 that competition is good for customers. and the degree that to which there is choice, that is, charter schools and other forms of choice, including vouchers and private schools in a particular area. And that can refer to a metropolitan area, a school district, a state, or even countries. There's been quite a lot of research on this, and it suggests that the more privatization you have in the form of voucher, in the form of charters and other forms of choice, the better all of the students do in the area, than because of the competitive effect and because of the information effect. If it's the private schools do better and people are made aware of it, it puts pressure on traditional public schools to perform better.
People who support a free market in education have a complaint about charter schools, and that is that they believe that there is a crowd-out effect. Schools that otherwise would be perhaps for-profit private schools end up becoming charter schools. Could you talk about that?
Sure. There is a problem, particularly in big cities, where you find most of the privatization, and that is that you have, it's a little more complicated than you said, because right now we have a very large parochial school system, particularly Catholic schools in places like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And the charter schools tend to compete with them because the parents don't have to pay to go to a charter school, whereas they do have to pay to go to a parochial school. And so charter schools could be said to be eating up the parochial schools. And parochial schools have done very well as a part of the private school movement. But in addition to that, parents who are very savvy about the school system and realize that their kids are not learning in public schools, when they're given the opportunity to send their kids to a voucher, they then put less pressure on public authorities, that is, state legislators and state boards of education and local boards of education, to improve the traditional public schools. So I would prefer to have a straight voucher system in which money goes directly to the parent, and the parent can choose whether the child goes to a parochial school, a public school, or a private school, in which would include even for-profits. Now, we don't have enough, I didn't have enough information in the book. In fact, it's non-existent. That is to say, rigorous research on for-profit schools. But if the education system works like any, you know, most other industries, we can be, we might hypothesize or might be confident in thinking that if we had a for-profit competition, the efficiency would be even, and effectiveness would be even greater.
Herb Wahlberg is author of the book School Choice, The Findings, available at our website, cato.org. This is the Cato Daily Podcast.